The Trump administration says public housing agencies must share the immigration status of their tenants. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports they have 30 days to comply or risk losing federal funding.
Housing and Urban Development Secretary Scott Turner issued the directive in a tweet. He said it was the beginning of the end for illegals in taxpayer-funded housing. Undocumented immigrants do not get housing subsidies, but they are allowed to live with family members who do. The first Trump administration tried to change that, and the current one has been reviewing a similar proposal. Conservatives argue it's not fair to let mixed-status families live in public housing, given the years-long wait list for it. Now, housing authorities face a deadline to share information on all tenants, including their immigration status. One immigrant advocate says it seems designed to scare families into self-evicting. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.